Last night, the Human Rights Campaign, the nation's largest LGBT civil rights organization, announced an $8.5 million push into Alabama, Mississippi, and Arkansas. And as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, HRC's president, Chad Griffin, an Arkansas native, says it's time to open the Southern closet.
Chad Griffin grew up in Hope, so for him, this three-state campaign is personal.
Yeah, there's no question that the Southern closet is still a significant challenge. And, you know, I understand it because I was closeted the entire time I lived in Arkansas. It was only later in life where I felt comfortable and had the support of friends to be able to come out and acknowledge honestly to those I love, you know, who I am, how I was born, something that I hid for a very long time. That still happens in Arkansas across the state today. I was very lucky. I had, you know, was surrounded by loving family, and I also came out much later in life after I left Arkansas. But in high school, I certainly heard the homophobic slurs. I knew what lunch tables not to sit at and what hallways not to walk down. But, you know, this isn't about me because there's so many folks that have it so much worse. Growing up in the South, life happens in three places, home, school, and church. And if there's rejection or difficulties in any one of those, it can make life challenging for a young person. And for many young people in the state today, life is challenging in not one, but in all three. And that's what motivates me, and that's what motivates our work day in and day out at the Human Rights Campaign.
HRC's campaign is called Project One America, Griffin says. Because the rising tide of equality that's lifted the East and West coasts must also include the Deep South, where LGBT equality organizing has been limited.
Arkansas, like so many other states, have had folks that have been working on these issues for years and years and even for decades. Because of all of that work that so many have put forth in the decades past, it's allowed a day like today to be possible. It's allowed this opportunity to finally have marriage equality in this state. We all owe a great deal of gratitude to so many who came before us to make the path that we're all on a bit easier today. And so I pay tribute to all of those who have been here long, long before I or others came to the table. I also pay tribute to the great leaders in this state today, from North Arkansas to Southern Arkansas, from East to West. There are folks today who are working so hard. And what our goal at the Human Rights Campaign is to be partners with the folks on the ground who've been doing this great work and to bring resources to this state. You know, largely the national LGBT movement has ignored Southern states like Arkansas. So what we are doing by opening an office and hiring local staff in the state of Arkansas, we're bringing resources to this battle, resources that have been badly needed for a very, very long time. You know, between the three states, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Alabama, we're investing $8.5 million in just the next 3 years to support equality here.
The Human Rights Campaign is hiring 20 staff and opening permanent offices in Alabama, Mississippi, and Arkansas, in Little Rock, near the state capitol, networking with current organizers.
Project One America is of the South and by the South. We are launching HRC Arkansas. We'll be opening up an office here in the state, and we'll be hiring local folks, folks on the ground, leaders in this state to do this work. So this is not folks coming from out of state or parachuting in from Washington and then they'll parachute out. This is an unprecedented, sustained campaign that is of Arkansans and by Arkansans.
One local campaigner will be James Rector, who is president of the Northwest Arkansas Center for Equality in Fayetteville.
I originally got involved with HRC last year working on the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, the ENDA campaign, urging U.S. Senator Pryor to vote in favor, and we successfully did that in this state. And, you know, in 29 states, you can be fired for being gay or lesbian or transgender even. And actually, I think that number is much larger, 34 states, I believe. But what this does is there's no federal protections right now for employment. So you can be fired for being LGBT. Many states have adopted. Arkansas is not one of those states that has adopted. So it's really important to get these protections in place.
James Rector says HRC's Project One America will complement LGBT organizing in Arkansas.
And I think it's important to highlight that. This is not HRC moving in and saying we're taking over. This is working with those organizations and individuals in the state that are already doing so much. And, you know, we're so thankful for all the people that are here and working towards equality. This is just kind of a way to help them, guide them along.
And HRC's president, Chad Griffin, says progress will be measured one action at a time.
When you're talking about changing hearts and minds, sometimes that takes some time. We're doing this work not because it's easy. We're doing this work because it's needed, because there are great challenges, but there are also great opportunities and great demands for this work here in this state. As we've done community meetings all across the state, we have heard in the most personal of terms how much this work is needed. And so when we begin by changing hearts and minds, we'll know as public opinion shifts. But then we'll ultimately know as we're able to bring out more visible allies and to get more businesses to have inclusive non-discrimination policies and to see more fair-minded faith and religious leaders standing up for equality. And then we'll also know as we see our elected officials at the city and local level and ultimately at the state level standing up and doing the right thing by the people of this state and standing up for freedom and justice and equality. But it's not going to happen overnight. Again, this is hard work, and that's why we're doing it.
But yesterday, Griffin had the privilege, he says, of watching LGBT equality manifest as same-sex couples sought marriage licenses at Pulaski County Courthouse just 2 days after a district judge there struck down Arkansas's ban on same-sex marriage.
I did. I was able to see dozens of marriages this morning. In fact, the first marriage license that was issued was to a couple that met in Magnolia, Arkansas in 1985. They have waited decades to have that moment where they could share with one another in a private ceremony the marriage and their commitment to one another. Equality under the law, and I think that's an important point. You know, what we're talking about here is civil marriage. The ability for that couple to walk into City Hall in Little Rock, Arkansas, to apply for a legal civil marriage license, to then get married at City Hall and have equal rights under the law. That's all that's being asked for here. Nothing special, nothing unique, nothing out of the ordinary, simply having the same rights and responsibilities as everyone else. Nothing more, nothing less.
This week, Human Rights President Chad Griffin and his team will present Project One America in Jackson and Hattiesburg, Mississippi, as well as Montgomery and Birmingham, Alabama. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.